This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Roots on fire, always speaking up for the people, the average working class, middle class people, and the small business owners. That's what I'm about. I'm not here for the welfare addicts. I'm not here for the food stamp addicts. I'm here for the people that work for a living, like the people of Las Vegas and the small business owners of Las Vegas who have never taken welfare in their entire lives. They've worked for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, paid taxes, and now suddenly they don't have any idea they're paying bills this month. They don't have any idea to keep their business open, and if their business closes, they're going to be homeless because their life savings is in their business. And I'm in the same shape as all of you. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio, only show of its kind on radio or TV. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart, I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. In the immortal words of George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do every day here. We prepare for war. And we are at war right now. And I think it's with China. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. Thank you, boys. Great arbiters of taste. You understand good talent when you see it. The most fan-friendly show in America. Email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Call me anytime, 833-WAR-TALK. Especially today in hour number 3. 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. I want to hear from you, especially if you're in Las Vegas. But anywhere in the country, I want to hear from you. But if you're in Vegas, tell me what you know about MGM, about Caesars, about Wynn, about any casino out there, about the police, Metro, what the plans are in Vegas for martial law and for sheltering in place. I want to hear more about where we're going with all this. Some of you insiders love to tell me on email and on text. But I want you to call up the show. You'll be anonymous. 833-WAR-TALK and let us know what's going on out there. Or email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. All right, we've got our guest at the top of the hour. It's an important guest. I asked for him specifically to be on. There's a lot to talk about because I think every small business in this state, and especially in the city, is on the verge of bankruptcy. We need help. We need help badly. Small Business Administration, Nevada District Director Joseph Amato. Welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
It's been a very long day, a very long 4 or 5 days, but really it's a pleasure to be on.
All right. Well, you know, my show is not a local show, although it dominates afternoon drive time in Las Vegas, and I'm a Vegas guy, and the show comes to you from Vegas, and I've got a huge Vegas audience, but I'm all over the United States, nationally syndicated on USA Radio. But number one, I'm doing this for my Vegas audience, and number two, you know, what happens in Vegas happens everywhere, and I think everything you're going to tell us, I don't think it's any different than any other small business administration outpost in California or in Wyoming or in Utah or in New York or in Maryland. You guys are trying to get money to small business people, so I wanted to get your message out there. So tell us how you're getting money out to all the small businesses that have been crushed by this coronavirus disaster.
Well, at this point, each individual state has a director like me. A state like California has a 4 or 5. We have been working in the state of Nevada. Over the weekend, we worked with the governor to basically get a disaster declaration approved by the SBA administrator for the state of Nevada, and that was accomplished on Sunday night. Once we had the disaster declaration, then at that point, every small business that we had talked to, every small business we had reached out to, everything that we could do to get the information out there, they realized and knew that they could apply online for an SBA economic injury disaster loan through the website sba.gov/disaster. And for the last 4 days, I've met with talked to close to 500 businesses. The number is astronomical. The people that are affected by this are astronomical. If not the resorts that were shut down, every other business that was not affected directly by the strip was shut down yesterday by the governor, who basically put a 30-day moratorium on business activities for businesses that were deemed non-essential. So it sort of exponentially grew the amount of businesses that were affected either by the shutdown of the strip or by the 30-day now moratorium, which we're now dealing with. So what a small business can do if they are affected by any of these things that are indirectly affected by COVID-19 is they can petition the Small Business Administration for a loan, a disaster loan. Disaster loan is completely different than every other thing that the SBA does. And SBA is very good at disasters or dealing with businesses and individuals that are facing disasters. In this case, this is an economic disaster as opposed to a hurricane or flood or a tornado. And an economic disaster actually has sometimes a lot greater impact because it affects everybody. It affects the owner, it affects the employees, it affects the supply chain, it affects everybody. And what we're seeing right now is just a ripple effect of small businesses, whether they're proprietorships, independent contractors, LLCs, corporations, privately held companies that are basically suffering and not knowing where they're going to get the money to pay their bills.
Hey, Joseph, let me jump in real quick, just because you just rang a bell for me when you said independent contractors. See, everything I do, I'm an LLC and I'm an independent contractor. So does this apply to me too? And what about all the Lyft drivers and the Uber drivers who are independent business people? Does it apply to them as well?
Yes, it does. If you are a business person, whether you're a proprietorship, independent contractor, and you work for someone and they're not their employee, if you're their employee, they lay you off, you basically can collect unemployment. But if you are a Uber driver or a massage therapist or a trainer at a health club and you work as an independent contractor because you're picking up your own clients, you're doing your own thing, then basically you believe you're stuck. Well, one of the first things I did with ODA, the Office of Disaster Assistance, I went to them and said, listen, what do I do with my Uber and Lyft drivers that are calling me up and say, listen, we're independent contractors, we're not employees of Uber, we're not employees of Lyft, we want to get, we want to see whether or not we're eligible. And what I found out is, yes, they can apply. And one of the things that most of these individuals, we're hoping, we're praying that this is over in a couple of weeks, by the end of March, hopefully. And if that's the case, some of these individuals, if they were able to get, $25,000 or less, we're not talking about a great amount of money, $25,000 or less, the ability to obtain those funds are a lot simpler by the SBA. They go ahead and they'll process the application online, and $25,000 or less, the paperwork is a lot less, the additional documentation is a lot less.
All right, so let me jump in with some questions.
Zero.
Yes, Joseph, let me jump in with some questions. All right, so that was you kind of just answered it. Number one, you take care of independent contractors, yes. And you just said that the collateral could be zero if it's $25,000 or less. Because I think one of the issues I'm scared about is that, because I have the big radio show in Las Vegas, because I'm nationally syndicated, because I have a Newsmax TV show, I get thousands of letters a week. And I read every single one of them, not letters, but emails, letters in email form. And I read every one of them, Joseph Amato, Small Business Administration, Nevada District Director. I want to make sure everyone knows who I'm talking to. You're the right guy I need to get these answers from. Everybody's telling me the same thing. Ask him some questions. I'm getting emails right now. It's not that easy to get an SBA loan. They're all saying to me that what if my credit screwed up and what if my credit's destroyed because of what just happened? Are you going to give me a loan if I have bad credit? That's a $1 billion question. The floor is yours.
Well, I asked that question yesterday, and understand something. I've been an entrepreneur. I've owned a business for close to 30 years before I took this position 2 years ago with the SBA. So I take everything I think on an entrepreneurial mindset. And I asked that question the other day, how important is credit during the disaster protocol? I was told in a sort of backwards way that it is not a primary indicator. There have loans that have been approved with people that have jeopardized credit. and I'm going to count on what they told me to be the fact. So it is not the two guidelines that they're looking for is what do you need the money for? Let me give you a good instance that somebody would understand as a business owner. Every month you have a certain amount of money you have to burn through. You know, I call it the burn rate like investors do. So say you have $10,000 worth of leases, rents, and loan payments that have to be made. You haven't done a deferment. Your landlord's not working with you. You have a situation where you have to make those $10,000 worth of payments.
Understood.
And say you have a business that's partially operational, fully operational, but a little bit restricted in the revenue side because of everything that's gone on here in Vegas and in Nevada, and say that's another $10,000 that you need to basically just maintain payroll and benefits for your key employees.
Okay.
And then you have another $10,000, give or take, in expenditures that have to be paid. You can't get them deferred. You can't get them abated. So you take that $30,000 figure, you add all those liabilities together when you input your information onto the SBA on SBA.gov/disaster application. And that $30,000 can be extended out, as far as ODA just told me the other day, for as much as 12 months. So because we don't know when things are going to recover, we don't think when they're going to start.
So that could be a $360,000 loan, $30,000.
So that could be a $360,000, based on that scenario, that could be a $360,000 loan. Now, the key is, for some businesses, you can borrow up to $2 million. The cap on
Joseph, we're going to a quick ad break. I want to dig into some of this because I've got nothing but, you know, literally thousands of small businessmen listen to my show. Let's keep you on for one more segment and dig into this a little bit. I want to make sure we get the actual facts, okay? Hang with me through the break, yes?
Absolutely.
You, my man. I had you on the show because I heard you earlier today, and I thought you were fantastic. You're a guy who really cares. You wear your heart on your sleeve, and that's what I do. Good man. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer regular cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
One in three adults has pre-diabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I'm going to get right to it because it's so important. I'm going to go straight to my guest, Joseph Amato, Small Business Administration, Nevada District Director, SBA. Joe D'Amato, thanks. Welcome back to the show.
It's Amato.
Amato, sorry, Joseph Amato. Amato. I got it. Joe Amato, welcome back to the show. So even though you're a Nevada District Director, this is Fed money, correct? This money's coming from the federal government.
Yes. These are direct loans from the federal government, yes.
And these are low-interest loans. You're not going to get a rate anywhere else for a small business owner, correct?
Well, as I was saying, up to $2 million is available per business. The amortization of term and loan could be up to 30 years. There's a fixed rate for profit businesses of 3.75%. And because it's a disaster, even nonprofit businesses are eligible for disaster loan relief through the SBA at a rate of 2.25%.
All right, so I spoke to a friend this morning, and I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. A friend said to me that, Wayne, come on, it's not that easy to get a small business loan. I've tried over the years. There's three problems. Number one, you need a perfect credit score of 660 or higher. True or not true?
As I said earlier in the earlier segment,
maybe not for disaster.
Yeah, for disaster, they will basically make some considerations, yes.
Okay. Number two, he said, you got to have the assets to back up the loan. So if you have a small business and you need $300,000 or $500,000 to stay in business, but you don't have an asset worth $300,000 to $500,000, they won't give you the loan. Is that also not necessarily true with a disaster loan?
A disaster loan will not be turned down because of lack of collateral. Under federal rules, they have to take all available collateral if there is some. But if there is no collateral, then basically the loan cannot be turned down because of lack of collateral.
All right. And last but not least, he said, you know, again, and I understand this because, of course, the federal government doesn't want to give out free money. But it's all personally guaranteed. It isn't like you know, you could go broke and not pay it back. You've got to pay it all back. He said that every single dollar has to be personally guaranteed by every partner in the company. So there's three partners. All three have to personally sign for this money, correct?
That is true. Every SBA loan has to be personally guaranteed by any owner with 20% or greater ownership.
Right, and the only reason I'm making that a negative, because obviously I think people should have to personally guarantee a loan. You know, you borrow something from somebody, you got to pay it back. But if their business is hanging by a thread, Joe Amato, you know, a restaurant's hanging by a thread, might not make it, you give them $300,000, and in the end it doesn't make it because this thing lasts much longer than anyone thought, or say it goes away when it gets hot. I think it's going to go away in a month in Las Vegas. And then it comes roaring back next fall. And it's a double whammy. They could wind up owing the $300, but the restaurant goes under. Now you personally owe the $300 and your restaurant's gone. Now what do you do?
Well, you know, you have to make a very concerted decision of what you want to borrow. If you know, I was talking to a restaurant owner 35 years in Vegas. He's a mainstay restaurant. He basically had to shut down his restaurant, laid off about 80 people. And the guy's distraught. He thinks that if this thing goes on more than a month, and this is an established restaurant, very well-known restaurant, he said, you know, I may not be able to reopen. So he says, why should I take the money and take the chance that this isn't extended, or do I just basically give up at this point? And the guy was in tears. I mean, it's one of the first people I met when I moved to Vegas back in 2017. So, you know, I feel for every one of these people, and they do have to make a strategic decision on whether or not their business is salvageable or whether or not they believe that we will overcome this, which I do. As the head of the SBA, I will tell people that I think this is a less than a month situation, a couple of weeks before this dies down. And again, it's the flu. I mean, I don't know where this is going to go long term. You're right. It could come back in the fall. But, you know, a lot of things can happen. You could also get hit by a bus. As an entrepreneur, you take those chances.
Joe, you sound like my kind of guy. I'm sure you and I think alike on a lot of topics. I just don't understand why they had to shut down the world in the first place. Take all the older people at risk, take all the sick people at risk, and tell them you got to stay home quarantined for a couple months. And the rest of us go on living our lives and work for America and keep it alive. That's what I think they should have done. I think this is a disastrous way to handle it. But I won't put you on the spot. You say what you got to say. You're there to help people. Tell everybody listening, if you have a small business and you can make that decision to keep going, if this is only a month long, especially, how do they contact you, Joe Amato?
Well, let me give you two ways. Obviously, you can get the loan through sba.gov/disaster. That's how you can apply for the loan. If you have questions and you're in Nevada, you can call my district office. My staff is on call, basically taking calls pretty much from sunrise to sundown at 702-388-6611. And I'm going to go on the limb because I know you're a national audience. If you have a real problem and not seem to be getting any answers, even if you're another state, email me at joseph.amato, A-M-A-T-O, at sba.gov, and I will point you in the right direction.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate passes a multi-billion-dollar emergency aid package to help Americans suffering from the economic impacts of the coronavirus. The package, which the House already approved, now heads to President Trump's desk, where he's expected to sign it. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells Fox News the best stimulus package is the one that lets you continue to work and earn a paycheck.
I want to stimulate the economy, but it's impossible to stimulate it when it's locked down. If I gave you your paycheck, that would be enough to get you through until we can find a way to fully deal with the virus. Your paycheck plus $1,000 doesn't do you any good. Instead of getting a government check, I want you to get your paycheck as much as possible.
And the company that operates 200 malls in the United States says they'll be closing due to the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130. If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the sponsor of this segment of the show, is finest known. You know, I keep mentioning I have such great sponsors that will do well, so many of them, in a time like this where others would lose their sponsors because these are the sponsors for crisis times, and one of them, of course, is Finest Known. I keep mentioning the medical ones, the healthcare ones, but I keep forgetting that everybody needs to own gold and silver, my God. And they're sold out in shops all over the country. You can't even get American Silver Eagles, is my understanding. If you walk into a shop in Las Vegas, they don't exist. But they're willing to offer you Finest Known. My advertiser, my sponsor, is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost, the world's most popular silver coin for a limited time. You can acquire 1 ounce Silver Eagles at dealer cost, so you don't pay a dime over wholesale, and they don't make a dime on your sale. 100 of them. It's a great deal. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, finestknown.com. All right, before I get to my guest, Bridget Gabrielle, I want to mention this lead story today. Trump administration seeks 2 rounds of checks to Americans in a massive coronavirus response. It's a $1 trillion package that would infuse Americans' bank accounts with 2 rounds of direct cash payments. They're seeking $250 billion to Americans starting April 6th, followed by $250 billion cash payment around May 18th. The two payments would be identical in amounts, vary by family income and size. So I don't know yet what the amount is, but it's $1 trillion they're handing out to all of you in goodies because the whole country is basically ruined, destroyed. Capitalism's dead. Small business is in ashes. Big business is closed. This is a disaster of unprecedented. Who would have imagined this? This makes 1929 look like nothing. I mean, this is bizarre that you let a virus, a germ, take down the entire American economy. This has got to be the greatest wish in the world of the enemies of America. My God. Got to be China at the root of all of this. Brigitte Gabrielle is a terrorism expert, chairman of Act for America, the largest national security grassroots organization, and the author of Rise. That's her book, Rise. And boy, we got to rise up or there's going to be no more America. We're on the verge, I believe, Brigitte, of literally killing in the streets, of anarchy and rioting and people just killing each other in the streets over a TV set or maybe over a toilet paper roll. This is bizarre how we let this happen over a stupid flu, maybe a nasty one, and one that does kill people, not denying that. But this is crazy to shut down American business.
What we are going through is unprecedented because of a medical condition that we do not know anything about. We do not have a treatment for. And the only silver lining is we have a president sitting at the White House right now who is made to deal with a crisis. We have never had somebody more qualified than President Trump to be able to handle this. And I can tell you, we are talking with the White House, we are talking with the administration, and we are talking with elected officials. And China must be investigated and held accountable for what they have done to America and the rest of the world. But let's focus on America because we're talking about our own economy. We're talking about our own people's livelihood. School, the children are out of school. People are losing their retirement. Businesses, I mean, look, we have, I heard today we have 30 or 35 million small businesses in the country, and all of them basically live paycheck to paycheck. Just imagine what the country will be going through a few weeks from now. This is, Wayne, like September 11th. When September 11th happened, we went into shock. We knew that something really major has happened to the country, and we knew that it was going to be bad, but we did not know the ramification and the domino effect of that day on the economy, on our security, the way we live, the way we travel, the way we do business, the way we do banking. And today, with this virus, we're going to experience the same thing. And this is why why we need to work immediately on working with elected officials on making sure that the world understands that this is a China virus, not American virus, not something invented by our warrior and heroes, but this is something that came out of China. China must be investigated and held accountable. We have a petition on our website. I urge everybody who's listening right now to sign that petition. Go to actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org, and sign our coronavirus action, immediate action to hold China accountable, which we will be giving to the president, to leaders in Congress, as well as to our partners at the Department of Homeland Security.
What do you think of the fact that earlier in the show I said there's only two things I can imagine? Number one, this is because of China, and I don't know whether it's one or two, but either it's just inadvertent, it's incompetence, they let it get out, but they knew about it in September, October, November, December. People were dying, and they hit it, and they owned the WHO lock, stock, and barrel, and the WHO never warned us, and people are going to die because of it. So it's either terrible incompetence, or it's purposeful. They tried to take out the United States because we're winning the trade war. I don't know which one it is. Nobody will know until you show me proof, but it's one of those two. Your thoughts?
Well, what I heard from the intelligence agencies and the people that we work with within our government is that this virus, China has been working on this virus. And as you know from Senator Cotton, we heard it many times, China has a factory where they basically work on viruses for war times as a lethal weapon. And we believe somebody, one of the employees who basically left with the virus, somehow the virus escaped and China tried to cover it up. They did not want the world to understand or know what China was working on. When we found out in December that this is happening, we immediately contacted China offering help. And at that time, we did not even know the extent because, you know, the Chinese cover up everything. Right. They did not want the world to know anything. So we tried to offer help for whatever little things that we knew. We knew it was bad enough that we knew that we can help because of this deadly virus. China turned it down. The virus continued to grow. China did not let the world know how bad the situation was. People were traveling all over the world, and now things are completely out of control.
And the WHO did not let us know because they're controlled by China, and they helped and participated in keeping it quiet, is what I've read in several places at this point.
Exactly. But what is most important right now is we must be able, every country needs to be industrial free. We need to have, you know, entrepreneurs who work in big industrial developments. But what we need to understand in this country and make sure that our population and our people are protected, we cannot give control. We have given too much control to China to develop our pharmaceuticals. I mean, I did not know, and I'm sure most Americans did not know, that 90 to 95% of our antibiotics are made in China. I mean, can you imagine what that would do to the country? Even ventilators. Right now, you know, we need ventilators. Even if we start manufacturing facilities to manufacture the ventilators right now, we do not know how to make the parts. Only China know how to make them. So even if we build the factories to make the ventilators, we don't have the part to put them in the ventilators. So this is a problem, and this has been a wake-up call for Americans to understand the threat from China and why it is important to never allow any foreign country, especially if it's an adversary country who wants our destruction, to have such power over the American public. And this is now the time to start having the conversation with our elected officials as well as with our leaders at the White House as to why we need to bring all essential products that are essential to the survival and the security of the American public to be manufactured in the United States and developed in the United States.
All right. And as bad, Brigitte, as I think this virus is, the other exaggeration, the other hook or the media for exaggerating and scaring us to death. There's a headline right now, most of those infected won't even know it. Israeli virologist tells the world leaders to calm the panic over exaggerated coronavirus. And it says here right now there's 9,000 cases in the U.S. We have like 36 million cases of flu and 80,000 people died. We didn't shut down the American economy. There's 150 dead in the U.S. I'm sure it's going higher and every one of them is somebody's grand grandmother or mother. It's terrible, but guess what? It's no different than the flu that kills 80,000 a year, except it's much more virulent. So my point is, this top virologist, the director of infectious disease at a hospital in Israel, said most people will recover from coronavirus without even knowing they were sick. So quit pushing the panic button and calm people down.
Exactly. And the panic button is being pushed and driven by social media. Look at the H1N1 virus. Remember that? And viruses that came before it. Look at the Ebola. But what's happening right now, Wayne, is because of social media, information is traveling at the speed of light. People are easily making up stuff and making up theory on social media that's exploding without any fact-checking. And this is why the country is being so politicized, and not just the United States, but all over the world. And this is why this disease right now is being exploited as a political weapon. And, you know, they're trying to put the blame on this and put the blame on that. Meanwhile, we need to understand it's not as bad as it is, but we have special interest groups in this country who are blowing this out of proportion because they want to use any excuse to damage the president. And, you know, the rest of the world is going ballistic and hysterical because the media, social media, blowing this out of proportion, and you are correct. It's not as bad as people think it is. We still have to take precautions, but we're not all going to die.
But we shouldn't have shut down American economy to accommodate it. That's my real point. Even if it's horrible, I was willing to work through it. I'll risk my life to keep working because I'm not in the danger zone. I'm under the age of 60. I've never been sick a day in my life. There's no reason that I should stop working. This is crazy. It's the liberals' dream. We've turned the whole country into welfare addicts. Brigitte Gabriel, author of Rise, thank you for coming on the show. Chairman of ACT.
Thank you very much. I encourage people to go.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall Pack. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. 763-1929 or go to findestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, one of my listeners in New York just sent an email. You are the greatest talk show host I've ever heard in my entire life. The most phenomenal comeback ever. I'm crying right now. Phenomenal, beyond belief. Your last segment, amazing. And I appreciate things like that. I'm with the people, man. I understand because I'm a son of a butcher. I'm not a $50 million a year guy like the big names, you know. I wish I was. I wish I was as rich as Rush and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck and Mark Levin. But I'm not. I'm actually someone who isn't that far removed from every one of you listening. A little bit higher level. I'm kind of a successful small businessman. But I've also made money in other fields, not just this one. I made them in 1,000 different fields. And I think the problem with most talk shows, the only thing they know how to do is talk. They've never made money in anything except talking in their lives. That's it. Almost every radio host I've ever met is a radio host. That's it. And I've been a businessman in 100 different fields and a salesman and pitchman on TV in 100 different products long before I ever got on the radio. So I understand what it's like to be in the real world and to run a business. And I run my TV and radio shows like a small business. And so I understand the pain you're feeling. I'm feeling the same pain as you. And I see people who just aren't going to make it. I'm going to really feature a whole gamut of stories next week, as soon as I have time to compile them. Those lives have been ruined by this situation. Okay, I'm not saying the coronavirus isn't bad, so please don't misquote me. But I'm saying that the overreaction to it is ridiculous. You didn't need to shut down American business and ruin everyone's lives. You needed to ask people, would you be willing to face death if it's 1 out of 100 that you'll get? You know, you might be one. You get sick, but 1 out of 2, you don't get sick at all. And then of the 50%, 80% plus are going to be so mild, it's like having a little minor flu. And many of those will never even have symptoms, never know they had it. And if you're risking that, a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage could die. Versus keep business going and make your payrolls and keep your employees employed and leave your business that's been in business for 30 years you've given your life's blood to in business versus giving it all up to fight a virus you see and you might die anyway. or you might never get it anyway, or you might get mild symptoms anyway. How does it help grandma if, God forbid, your grandma dies at the age of 86, 90 in a nursing home? If she dies and you lose your business, or if she dies and you lose your job, and she dies and you lose your house because you can't pay your mortgage or you can't pay your rent, you become homeless. How does that help that grandma died? We all have to go on living. Life is for living. It's not for stopping. This is crazy, and Trump's doing everything he can. This is the emergency of a billion lifetimes. No one knows how to handle this. Trump was, as Bridget Gabriel said, born to be the guy in control and in charge for something like this. But no one is actually born to ever deal with something like this. My God! And if he gets through it with flying colors, he's guaranteed to be reelected in November. But yet, so many of the things he's putting forth are desperate emergency measures, and I just don't know if they'll ever, you know, make an effect with small business. With people, sure. You give everybody a $1,000 check, and they say now a minimum of a $1,000 check might even be like a $1,250 or $1,500 check. Twice in April and May. So say it's $1,500. Let's even use that figure. So you're going to give $3,000 a person. And if I'm understanding this, if it's a man and a wife, you're going to give them $6,000. But I think they're giving the same check to your kids. So you have three kids. They're going to give you $1,500, and then $1,500 times three. So if my math's right, quickly, that's $7,500. I believe they're going to hand you $7,500 to get through a couple of months. No, my math's not right. My math's totally wrong. What am I saying? I was thinking about the husband and the wife, but now I'm adding in the kids. If they're giving you $1,500 a month, so that's $3,000 a month, so that's 2 months, that's $6,000 for a husband and wife. But then they also, if I'm understanding right, they're going to give it to the kids, and you have three kids, they give you $4,500, $1,500 a kid for a month, and another $4,500. So it would be $9,000 for 2 months, and $6,000 for 2 months, so that's almost $16,000 they're giving you. That's more money than most people make in 2 months. So I'm sure the average person would be happy. But so you'll save the employees, but can you save the boss? So when the 2 months are up, there's a company and a business to come back to is the million-dollar question. Because when the 2 months are up, your $16,000 does nothing for you if you don't have a job. And there's no company to come back to. And so the boss, like a guy like me, might have a $50,000 to $100,000 nut. You're not helping him with a $3,000 check or her with a $3,000 check. Show me someone who owns a company with 100 employees. They've got like a $200,000 a month nut. So what are you doing for them? You're going to give them a $3,000 a month check? Or a $50 a month check for 2 months, really? Maybe they've got a wife, so $3,000 times 2 is $6,000. So my nut is $200,000 a month, and I have 2 months to get by. I'm going to be $400,000 in the hole, but you're going to give me $6,000. So it ain't going to work for small business. And you go, well, Trump's also throwing money at small business. He's going to give you $1 million loan. Okay. But if the business doesn't come back from this, I owe the $1 million, and the business is gone. Now, if I just quit right now while I'm ahead, I got $1 million in the bank. It's not enough, but it's still $1 million. Now I'm going to take $1 million loan against $1 million and take a chance. I'll be poverty-stricken and homeless, literally destitute for the rest of my life. A lot of businesses are never coming back for this, folks, and that's what I'm worried about. It's that bad. How do we let this happen? Who talked us into this?
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.